Welcome to Coffee with Cops. My name's Ray Dietrich. I'm your host today. Randy Sutton was supposed to be here, but the tech goblins got him. His internet's down, so I'm doing it today. We do have a guest coming in, Angel Mason. That's going to be coming in here in a second to talk about some NYPD action. But hey, just as a quick note, thank you for tuning in. We've been doing this show for 3 weeks now. It's the first time I've tried to do a daily show and be consistent about it. And the amount of emails and support and all the activity we're getting, I just appreciate it. And we've been doing really good with Law Dog Coffee, our sponsor. And of course, Law Dog Coffee is a major supporter and sponsor of the Wounded Blue. So that's why we're doing this whole thing. So, okay, the positive stuff's out of the way. Let's get to the angry stuff that's pissed me off today, because it's Friday and that's what we're going on. This, we got a video to play to open the show out of Seattle. And I just got to play it. Just go ahead and play it, dude. You cannot make this stuff up. BLM in Seattle protesting. Who do we protect? Black criminals. Is that the messaging that they want? I'm any better marketing team, to be honest. Like, I'm not pretty sure that message isn't going to resonate with anybody who's not crazy. Okay, on to another one. But real quick, we're seeing some comments come in, and I always have to remind myself. There's two places you can participate in the chat. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. You can participate at Thin Blue Line Show podcast page on Facebook and get on the chat, or on Periscope, Twitter, at America's Keepers. We are small on Twitter, so hook us up there with some retweets, and we appreciate it. So, next up, New York City. We have a good friend of the show, Angel Masonette, on. We'll have him pop on Zach. Any moment now. There we go. There we go. There we go. What's up, brother? How are you?
What's up, bro? All good. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
A little perturbed this morning.
I saw your Twitter last night. You're the first one to show me the story. We'll play a clip here in a second, but basically the headline is New York City's 9/11 tribute and light canceled. And I'll get your reactions after we play this video.
'11 Memorial Tribute in Light is canceled this year due to the pandemic. A spokesperson for the 9/11 Memorial Museum says the decision was difficult. Instead of two light beams shooting into the sky from Lower Manhattan, buildings throughout the city will now be illuminated in blue. Officials say they had to consider health risks to the dozens of workers needed to install the equipment for the tribute.
Okay, you're an ex-NYPD guy who spent time at Ground Zero after it happened. What do you think?
It's unfortunately, it's not surprising, because de Blasio's a piece of shit. And I mean, it's simple as that, right? You can paint murals. You can pay $75,000 a day in NYPD salary to have three shifts guarding this fucking mural, right? But you cannot, you can riot. You can protest, you can loot, you could have rave parties, you can do whatever the fuck you want. This guy, and God rest him, George Floyd, you could have fucking funerals and funerals and funerals and funerals and funerals for this guy, right? And you cannot, because 40 people, it takes 40 people to turn on two lights at Ground Zero, and you can't have them together because you think there's a risk of transmissions of COVID. I mean, what? This is fucking bizarre. It's bizarro world. It makes no sense. No sense.
It's some of the most disrespectful, you know, activities I've ever seen. Like, the never forget thing that everyone in this country has been about for 20 years, right? It's gone.
They forgot. 343 firefighters, 37 Port Authority cops, right? Port Authority, Newark, New Jersey, 23 NYPD cops, 55 people were killed, military personnel were killed at the Pentagon. 33,000 people, first responders, are sick with 9/11 related illness. 3,000 people died that day. And we can't honor them, because first we can't read their names, right? And now no lights. I mean, it's not just about the cops. It's about everybody, those people on those planes that tried to prevent what happened, the people in Shanksville, everybody. This is not just about New York. This is about everyone with September 11th. It's a national, they want to make fucking all these holidays for other bullshit. They can't even give us a national holiday for September 11th. They don't even teach this shit. They don't even teach this. I shouldn't say this shit. They don't even teach about September 11th to our kids in school. They don't even teach.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
It's boiled down to the old, you know, some people did something. The Ilhan Omar, that's where we're at. And it's absolutely disgusting. And you're right. It's not just about New York City. I mean, I'm in California, and this means a lot to me that we take a moment as a country and remember everything that happened that day.
Dude, you know how many cops I worked with at Ground Zero? Chicago PD, Boston PD, fucking LAPD came down. I mean, we had, you know, Baltimore, Detroit, right? Cleveland. Well, I worked alongside these guys at Ground Zero for months, and fire departments from other states. I mean, it's a crazy insult, and it's disheartening. It almost brings tears to my eyes because it's so fucking, like, it makes you so livid, because it's like, what? How can you paint Black Lives Matter murals all over the fucking city, right? And do it without a permit, right? But we can't shine two lights into the sky. A flick of switch and shine two lights into the sky.
Coronavirus only affects people who are patriotic, pro-police, love their country.
Right. Exactly.
Everyone else, it seems to be exempt. Like, it's a very smart virus. It exempts protesters and BLM people painting murals, and apparently the mayor out there, you know, painting unpermitted murals in front of Trump Tower. That's not a super spreader event. It's absolutely disgusting and shameful. But I do have a happy story for you before I let you go. Like, this is a much happier story. So, you know, we talk about defunding the police and how it's awful, and it is, and we hate defunding the police. But every once in a while, there's a little wrinkle in it that makes it a little different. So I'll read a headline and get your thoughts on this one. New York City cuts budget of the Civilian Complaint Review Board by $726,000 and forces layoffs.
Finally, something got right, right? even a broken clock is right twice a day. I always love to say that, right? Listen, let me tell you something about the CCRB. When I came on the job, my first 2 years on the job, I had 22 excessive force complaints. 22 in my first 2 years. And how many were substantiated? Zero. None, right? Because when you're a worker, when you're a cop and you're out there fucking doing your job, you piss people off and they know that their only recourse is to go to the Civilian Complaint Anarchist fucking Review Board, right? We used to have, there was a lady who worked at the front desk, and any NYPD cop from the 90s and the 2000s will tell you about her. She was like the little lady from Poltergeist. She was a tiny, she had two little alligator arms, and she worked there. And she was the best thing about that place, because she was entertaining. She was a great person. She passed away, unfortunately. But I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke, and good for them. I hope they fucking, we should hashtag trend defund CCRB forever. Like, it's stupid.
Yeah. Anytime you have a civilian oversight board on cops, it makes me sick. You have cops or civilians doing investigations on police work who have no basis or knowledge of any police work, making terrible decisions. And you're right. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, before I let you go, like, the biggest thing I heard there is the biggest truth we said is, you go out there and do work as a cop, you're going to get a ton of complaints. Like, that's just how it works. So having these civilian boards get cut makes me smile and sigh a little bit, brother. You know what I mean? Angel, thanks for being on, bro. Everyone follow
Always, brother.
On Twitter. It's below. And we'll see you again. I appreciate it, bro.
All right, bro. Thank you. Stay safe.
See ya. All right. What's next in the news? 9/11 stuff is just ridiculous, right? Oregon. We got some more wokeness in Oregon. I know that's a shocker. There's never, ever anything happening in Oregon, right? Here's your headline out of Blue Lives Matter, the Police Tribune. Portland State University disarms police force after demands from woke students. Disarming their police force, okay? Here's a quote from their chief. The calls for change that we're hearing at PSU are ringing out across our nation. We must find a new way to protect the safety of our community, one that eliminates systemic racism and promotes the dignity of all who come to our urban campus. They've listened to the voices across their campus, and now Chief Halliburton said the Portland State Police officers would not be carrying firearms on patrol as of September. So you might as well disband it. A cop without a gun is not a cop. He cannot do what he needs to do, or she cannot do what she needs to do. This is absolutely ridiculous. And I have a question for you. But, you know, it seems like even just a few months ago, school shootings, whether they're in elementary, middle school, high school, college, seemed to be an issue. Like Virginia Tech shooting, I remember that was a big deal. I remember when people cared about the safety of students, college students, high school students, all these things. So we're going to take wokeness over safety now. That's what's happening in America. These weak-minded politicians and leaders appointed by these ridiculous lefties are doing what they say. When they say they're disbanding and dismantling and defunding the police, these are not talking points, people. Okay, this is actually occurring. We're trying to bring this to light every single day on the show about the things that are actually happening. It's not just talk. Okay, what happens with no guns on campus of these police officers? What if there is an active shooter? Do you want to know what happens? The responding agencies now have to come rather than the units who are there, who are now helpless to do anything. And their safety is through the roof, or is out. So more wokeness out of Oregon. This is not going to end well. If I was a Portland State University police officer, I would be gone. This is absolutely ridiculous. So you get what you vote for. And you know, I literally say this every single day, but you know, when are these people going to rise up who live in these areas in Portland and Seattle and New York City and vote for different leadership and do something? Because at some point you have to go, hey, if you're not going to change your leadership because you're still on this leftist wokeness, you know, trip in your state, your city, your county, whatever it is, then you almost deserve what's coming. I'm not ready to say that yet, because I know a lot of good people live in these areas that respect the police, want the police, want to be safe. You know, maybe they want some reforms, but they want to be safe. This is not the answer. So disarming the police, whether it's a college department or a regular, is just absolutely crazy and ridiculous. So more wokeness. Let's see what we got next. Okay, well, Chicago. We got another Chicago story. This is basically after the looting. Let's see. We have, his name is, I'm going to show you a tweet in a second. You can pull up that tweet from BLM Zach while I'm pulling up this story. Latrell Allen is the man who was shot by Chicago PD, started the looting incident. Everyone said that basically there was a rumor on social that cops shot a juvenile. Not true. This guy, Latrell Allen, who is also on social media flashing gang signs, showing his guns, showing the gun that was recovered at the scene, he gets called. There's a call that comes out from someone fighting at a park, refusing to leave. Cops get there. He starts running. They chase him. He points his gun and shoots at them. They see the round striking the ground in front of them. They fire back and hit him. Okay? And there's the gun that was recovered. He had a gun. Well, does that matter to BLM Chicago? Of course it doesn't. They don't care about facts. They want to get their outrage on. Speaking of BLM, do you have that clip from, if you have the clip from BLM in Chicago, go ahead and play it. If not, I'll just keep going. But I'm going to read this tweet just in case you don't have it.
I don't care if somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes. That makes sure that that person can make some kind of money, because this city obviously doesn't care about them. Not only that, that's reparations.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Cops go to a call that someone in the community called. This wasn't a proactive thing. They were called to a scene. They get there. They see the person that was called about. He runs. They chase him. Turns with a gun. Shoots at them. They shoot back and hit him. And a gun is found at the scene. The same kind of gun that's on social media with this guy flashing it with gang signs. And now they're looting because that's reparations. Are we losing our mind in Chicago a little bit? Yes. Absolute leadership changes need to come there, okay? So BLM, here's their demands. They're upset that Latrell Allen is facing a $1 million bond, and they want him released immediately because they shot him five times, a victim of police violence, all because they weren't wearing body cams. They found a gun, okay? They also want to defund 75% of Chicago PD's budget and drop all charges on Latrell Allen, which is not going to happen. When you shoot at the cops, you're going to get smoked. Sorry, I don't feel bad for you. You make a decision. Everything in policing that happens is based upon a decision of the suspect, okay? They choose to take it where it goes. This guy pulled a gun, shot at the cops. He got smoked. He's lucky he's alive. Hopefully he does not get out of jail. But that doesn't matter to the BLM. That doesn't matter to the peaceful protesters robbing their Gucci, because that's reparations, apparently. That's where we're at right now in America. So, okay. I'm glad this is Friday. I don't know if I can take this for another day. Let's roll to the next one. More wokeness, more craziness, of course. And we're in Texas. And this is scary, okay? Now, we're talking about Austin. It's a blue city. Austin is not a Republican red stronghold by any means, but it is rapidly, rapidly going super left and woke. Here's the headline. Austin City Council unanimously voted to cut its $434 million police department budget by one third. They're gonna defund the Austin PD by a third, okay? I'm gonna read some of the things that they're gonna lose. Now, just remember, defund the police is not a talking point. This is what's happening in America right now, okay? Some of the things that you're going to lose right in Austin, I feel bad for you if you live in Austin and you actually like to be safe and have a good government. They're moving 21, okay, there's a couple different things. They're cutting around $21.5 million and reallocating those funds to areas like violence prevention, food access, and abortion access programs. That's number one. Another $80 million in cuts would be redistributed, which is their favorite word, the Marxist crazies. They like to redistribute money. $80 million used for civilian functions like forensic sciences, support services, and victim services to other departments are gone, okay? And the $50 million would come out to reallocate to a reimagine safety fund. It's just crazy. You know who's going to get hurt in this? It's not necessarily the Austin PD. Yeah, their job's going to suck, and they're going to be busier, and they're going to have, you know, 100, 200% increases in crime and all those things, but it's not them that suffer. They're still going to get paid. They might get reduced. I don't know, but they're still probably going to have a job. You know who's going to suffer is the community, the people who actually live there. And it's not the rich neighborhoods. It's not where the politicians are, right? It's the people who suffer are the ones who live in the crime neighborhoods, who depend on the police to keep them safe, okay? Not everyone in crime neighborhoods hates the police, I promise you. So the wokeness, the backfire that's going to happen here, and what I mean by that is the increase in crime is going to be substantial. So just remember, when you see these politicians talking about defunding the police, and then, it doesn't really mean defunding the police. It absolutely does. And you're seeing it over and over and over in America. And it's absolutely ridiculous. So, look, there was a time in policing where we tried to stay apolitical, you know, wanted to be on the left and the right and keep everybody happy and do all the things. But, you know, I've been saying it. We're getting close to this election. This year, if you support the police and you're voting for the left, you don't support the police. I can't find any of them. You got Joe Biden wants to redistribute, you know, Kamala's going after it. Up and down the tickets. Up and down the tickets, defunding the police. Look what's happening in these cities. It's just, if you want policing to remain in any kind of order that's going to keep us safe, you have to vote the other way this year. It's just absolutely crazy. So that's what I got. There is a couple things I want to get out of the way here, little show notes. If you want to get on this show, you have some breaking news, you have some news in policing, you have a voice or a message you want to get out, you can email me, ray@americaskeepers.com. We'll take whistleblowers, all the good stories, send it to us and we'll hook it up. We can put it out at americaskeepers.com on our blog. We can do it on the show, whatever you like. And remember, this show is sponsored by Law Dog Coffee and Law Dog. It's good stuff. Lawdogcoffee.com, major supporter and sponsor of the Wounded Blue, which is the National Assistance Program for Injured and Disabled Police Officers. It's a great cause. If you have not checked out thewoundedblue.org, please do so. Doing amazing, amazing things for officers, and including peer support and a lot of other awesome things. Next week, we'll be back. Randy was out, I believe, giving away a service dog, you know, from the Wounded Blue and Law Dog yesterday. So we'll have some clips of that and maybe even a guest from it to show off what's going on there. It's just really cool. The companion program we have there at Wounded Blue is amazing. So please check it out. That's what we're doing this for. Like, the whole reason why I'm out here doing this, and we've created America's Keepers and this podcast and all these things, is to provide a perspective from the law enforcement officer, okay? Because active cops cannot share their voice in social media anymore. Like, most of them will get in trouble for liking the wrong post, let alone sharing an opinion that might be somewhat considered controversial. So we're out here every day providing a voice for the actual American law enforcement officer out there and looking out for their best interests. That's why the Wounded Blue is there. It's a place that does not report. If you're calling for peer support, it's not going to rat you off to your department or anything like that. Please check it out. If you need someone to talk to, thewoundedblue.org. And with that, we'll be back next week, Monday through Friday. This is our third week doing it. I'm going to keep going. As long as you keep showing up, I'm going to keep showing up. So your support is encouraging. Please share this thing. Do all the retweeting, all of the things on social. We appreciate all of it. And that's all I got. Have a great day. And thanks for your support. Have a good one.